Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have the County Administrator for Crow Wing County, Tim Houl. He's also the Chair of the Board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, last week, Tim, we talked about actually a particular event that happened last summer in Crow Wing County where some straight-line winds came through and did quite a lot of damage. And the fact that a lot of public employees rallied and did some just yeoman work to get things back in order. And so these are the unsung heroes that we've been talking about. And I'm just wondering if sometimes maybe they're people that are taken for granted.
You know, I looked up the sort of dictionary definition of taken for granted, and what it is something that we value that we don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
And so the good news about being taken for granted, I have teenagers in my house, and so, you know, this happens maybe not just at work, but I can get that at home too. My teenagers will take me for granted. But that also inherently means that I am doing something for them that they value. And why do I do that if I feel like I'm being taken for granted? Well, one, because it's the right thing to do, and two, because it's an indication of how much I care. And so I don't mind that public employees might normally be taken for granted. It's okay. But every once in a while, I think I like to make sure my teenager knows how much I care. And I would bet that there are a lot of public employees out there that would value knowing how much the public cares. Some of these unsung heroes in our community make the extraordinary look really ordinary. I could be talking about child protection social workers going into some ungodly circumstances. I could be talking about probation agents who are supervising folks in our community who have done some just terribly heinous things. I could be talking about social workers that are working with those who are chemically dependent, with mental illnesses, struggling to work in society. And I could also be talking about, you know, even the work that goes on all the way down to the facility staff that makes sure that every time I hit the light switch when I walk into my office, it's always coming on. Mm-hmm. I never think about it. So these unsung heroes in our community, and it probably is brought home even more by some recent events. I think about the family of the Aiken County deputy who went to work not that long ago and then had a relatively mundane assignment of watching over an inmate who was in the St. Cloud Hospital. And if you listen to the news, we know how that routine day turned into complete and utter tragedy.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm thinking about today is the just how grateful I am and how honored I am to be working with so many unsung heroes in our community.
Indeed. Tim Houl is the Crow Wing County Administrator. He is also the chair of the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and he's been our guest today on Rural Minnesota Radio. Thanks so much, Tim.
Thanks so much for having me. I hope you guys have a great day.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.